You're listening to the 251st edition of the Bitachon Podcast. We're going to study together Pasuk in Mishlei. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 26, Biyiras Hashem, Miftach Ois. When a person has Yiras Hashem, when a person has awe and reverence of heaven, reverence of Hashem, then he has a powerful thing that he can trust in. He has a powerful guarantee. And not only is this true for the person themselves, it's also true for the children, for that person's children. And here we come to a very powerful and what would seem to be secondary, but I don't think it's secondary, concept that has to do with bitachon, and it has to do with not only the impact on ourselves, our personal lives, as a result of living with bitachon, but it has to do with the impact that it has on our children. And of course, it's true in a most simple sense, in a pashut pshat sense, because if I'm working on bitachon, if I'm speaking about bitachon, if I'm living in a place where Hashem is real in my life, so that clearly has an impact on my children. They hear it spoken about, they start to see it in me, and they start to see it in themselves. But as all of the Mefarshim explain, and perhaps what we just said is a mechanism of it, but the fact that I am working on my bitachon, the fact that I am developing a true relationship with Hashem as represented by bitachon, it is an incredible schus for me. It's an incredible merit for me and my kids. All of those who are in my vicinity are affected by it, especially my children. So let's see together some of the ideas that are brought here. B'yiras Hashem Mivtach Ois. Rashi says, Nemar b'Avraham, ki ata yadati ki yirei lekim ata. Avraham Avinu, Hashem says to him, I can now tell, I know now that you fear heaven, that you revere me. V'vtichoi ki b'recha b'rechecha. Hashem promises as a result that he will bless him. And what does blessings really mean? What are blessings? It means that we see that everything that we need is given, is taken care of. And sometimes a nature that's above nature, in a manner that's above nature. Right? And it doesn't say this explicitly in Rashi, but I'm extending it, that Avram Avinu's promise wasn't just to him, but that also his children would be blessed. And we are all his children. Ulvanecha yehu machseh, to your children, as this pasuk says, Hashem will be a protector. Sheyechasu v'yischavi b'tzel z'chusei. They will have upon whom to rely because of the shade, the protection of his merit. When a person trusts in Hashem, so that merit, that positive thing that they've done has an impact not only on themselves, but on those around them. He brings here from the Sefer Das Chachma Musar. He explains at length the concept that a father carries the children, right? It's not so hard to understand this. Let's see his explanation. We're going to quote a few of the ideas, a few of his words. In this manner, there's a common saying. One father can carry 10 sons. But 10 sons cannot carry even one father. It's a very true statement. Because that is the truth, that a father carries his children. In the simplest sense, right? A father, he has to be the one to provide. He carries all of the children. He has to have a livelihood which is enough to provide for all of the needs of his wife, his kids. Koma sigim heim b'schus ha'av. The children get everything that they have in the merit of the father. If their father wouldn't be around, they wouldn't have all of this. The father, in his chus, makes available to them their livelihood. Malbisham, umachilam, he clothes them, he feeds them, umashpia alehim shefa shel racham. Beautiful. And he pours out on them an influx of compassion. Father has compassion on his kids. Now we have to be careful. Don't think that the father is actually the one who's carrying his kids, right? The Chalila Lamerkin, right? Heaven forbid to say this, because then it just looks like, hey, it's my strength, my power that's doing it. Right? And that's denying that Hashem is the one who's actually doing it. Hashem, God in His great kindness, gives the father all of the needs for his children. But in any event, when we look at things in a superficial way, so the father is the one carrying his kids. So this means to say, really important. The merits of the father are that which carries the children. And I can't help but think that it's the sense of responsibility, right? A child, all they're really concerned about is themselves. They're selfish. That's normal. That's human. That's how we're born until we develop and grow and become greater as an individual. But the very act of responsibility of a parent bringing a child into the world, that's a commitment to providing for and taking care of that child. So that itself, that having a sense of and a commitment to not being self-centered on the part of the parent is a great merit. He becomes a channel for goodness to come through him to his kids. That's what I think is maybe the pshat and what it means. It's a schus. The parent, through their merits, the word schus means actually purification. Zachus. Right? Zach means pure. So it's a purification. When I purify myself, which means to say I get rid of myself and I become other-centered, so then I merit to be a channel for Hashem's influx into the world. This is not only true in a person's physical sense, in a physical sense, but also in spiritual matters. The father carries the children, whether it's in his physical aspect or in his spiritual aspect. And I would say that the children sense that. Like yesterday, I got on the phone with my son and he asked me, what did I learn about that morning? That's, a child wants to hear inspiration from the parent. It's our responsibility as parents. And if we're children, we need to know that we are going to have that responsibility. We got to fill ourselves up now because we're going to have to give it over to our kids, to your kids. When it comes to a person's ruchnias as well, I, as a parent, based on the calculations of heaven, I get merits and life for my children. And he brings a proof of this from the opposite. And if not for the father, the children would not get anything at all. It's very interesting. Gemara says in Shabbos, on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, that as a result of the sin of not being Torah focused, of not spending time studying, of wasting time that could have been spent learning, so little children, heaven forbid, can die. We find that as a result of the sins of a father, the children who are dependent on the father, meaning spiritually dependent and merit-wise dependent on the father, so the children can be ill-affected, they can be punished. It doesn't seem to make sense. Why would a child be punished for something the parent has done wrong? That's not the child. The child didn't do anything wrong. And the answer is because the truth is that the father is the one who carries the children. And obviously we can deduce from our sages that the opposite is also true. When a father has the merit of Torah study, so the children also, they inherit life. And they inherit merits. Because if we can talk about it in a negative sense, so the positive sense is always greater. Mida toiva meruba, the measure of something good is always greater than whatever you see in the negative sense. Mishum dekeinu be'emes mahalach hadvarim shab noisias habanim, because that is really the true way that things go. That the father carries the children. So if I am properly learning Torah, so then I'm giving my children life. And they have an incredible merit and life, both in spirituality and in physicality, because of the merits of the father. So this is, if you think about it, it's an incredible responsibility that each and every one of us has. We can't only be concerned about ourselves and our own ruchnis. And it's also something that is encouraging to know that when you work on bitachon yourself, you might not see it around you. You might not see it. Your kids might not be on that level. But we need to know that our schus, we're working on this. It's a watershed. It's a watershed that allows the spiritual influx to go down to our kids. Such an important idea. Okay, that's the Das Chokhmah Musar. Let's see some more. The Ralbag says in explaining our pasuk, Yeshev Toich Be'uzo Yisborach, Shiyatzel Ha'isha Hu Yorei Hashem. A person should trust in Hashem's power, that Hashem will save the person who fears Him. I need to know that when I revere and stand in awe of Hashem and respect Hashem and try to do Hashem's will, so then I can trust that Hashem will take care of me and save me. Gan levenei ha'ish. Yeah, Hashem Yisborach L'mogin L'mach Salim. The children of that person as well, Hashem will also protect them. And He will also be one to whom they can turn. B'zchus Aviyam, in the merit of their father. L'atzilam en arayis hanecharis l'vayalem. And they will be protected from any evil that might befall them. That's the Ralbag. The Ibn Ezra says, Bavur yiras Hashem, yeh Hashem miftachoy. As a result of the fear of Hashem, Hashem will be the one in whom he can rely. Miftach ois, a powerful one to trust in. Liyare, to the one who fears him. Limalei boi beis tzarasoy, to be able to escape at the time of his difficulty. Ulebanov b'schusei yeh Hashem machse ois. Hashem will also be a protector for His children. Yiras Hashem mekor hachayim. Next pasuk says, and Ibn Ezra is explaining this here as well. I'll just read to you the pasuk. Yiras Hashem mekor hachayim lasur mimakshei mavis. The fear of Hashem is the source of life. To be able to turn away from any death traps. Okay? It's the fear of heaven. It's the focus on trying with all of our koach to do Hashem's will. That's what protects us from any kind of danger. Fear of Hashem is the source of life to the one who fears. It will save him from death traps. What are the death traps? And those are the sins. Okay? So I think, you know, the death traps themselves are just physical manifestations of the spiritual death traps, which are the sins, which are turning away from Hashem. He brings the Rabbeinu Yonah, Kishu Kareya Kareba Baruch, Kishu Zakev Hu Zakev Hashem. When we pray, the Gemara in Baruch says in Daf Yud Beis, that when we daven, so we bow on the word Baruch, Atah, and then we straighten up when we say Hashem's name, Hashem. Atam, there's Kareb Baruch, Velizke B'Shem. Why do we do this? Why do we bow when we say the word Baruch, which means blessed? And why do we stand up straight when we say the name of Hashem? Because when a person bows, here's something to think about when we daven. When you bow, Baruch Atah. So what you're doing is you're saying, I bow to you, Hashem. I have fear of you, Hashem. I submit myself to you, Hashem. And when a person stands up, what's that about? It's interesting. I remember hearing from Rosh Yeshiva Rabbi Per. He once passed by a group of Muslims who were praying on the beach in Far Rockaway. He saw them all down on all fours, which is how they pray. And we do that obviously on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But he pointed out that the tefillah that we do is the Amida. We stand. Right? Our tefillah in front of Hashem is standing because Hashem wants people not just, He wants us, of course, to surrender to Him, to completely give ourselves to Him, but He wants us to be somebody, to be human beings, partners with Hashem, proud in a certain sense that we are His people. Right? That's the tzura, the way that our tefillah looks. But here's an added depth to it, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, that when I stand up, after I say Baruch Atah, I'm showing I fear you, Hashem, I bow to you, Hashem. Hashem, I stand up to show that I have absolute faith in you, Hashem. Now that I'm in a space of Yira, now that I'm in a space of respect, so then I can have Sheyesh Leba B'chol in Yonav Sheyeti Olav. I'm absolutely confident, I stand up straight, I'm confident that Hashem is going to do good for me. Hashem is going to provide me with my needs. And this depends on this. The one who fears Hashem also knows that he can trust in Hashem. He brings our pasuk. With Yiras Hashem, a person feels that he has a powerful one upon whom to rely. Brings here from another place in the Rabbeinu Yonah. Yamar afal bisha yar b'chol makam in abatuach. He says that even though, generally speaking, a person who's afraid, it's the opposite feeling from being confident. When you're afraid, you don't trust. You're afraid of what's going to be. Yiras Hashem hivi habitachon liyare. But fear of Hashem is different than a fear of danger. The fear of Hashem brings a person to have a confidence in Hashem. And not only does that person trust in a way that he doesn't expect any negative thing to befall him, but he feels that he has strength himself. He has this powerful confidence. This doesn't only help the person himself, but it helps his kids as well. Interestingly, he points out that this is going to help the children, but it's not at the same level as the parent. The children also need to work on it. Why? Because machseh, the word mem ches samachay, which means a protector, Hashem is the protector of his kids. That, as we pointed out previously, is a different, a lower level than bitachon. Bitachon is absolute confidence. Machseh is like chisayon is, I believe he's going to help me. I think he's going to help me. I feel he's going to help me. But it's not that absolute confidence. So the parent has the confidence. The child also has a certain level of trust, but it's, and it works for him, but it's not the same. Kids also have to work on it. Here he brings Rabbeinu Bachai. Mishalech bitumai tzadik ashrei banav acharov. A person who's righteous. So he goes in his simplicity, in his simple trust of Hashem. Praiseworthy are his children after him. Right, it's in Parshas Noach. Noach was saved, his children were saved. When a person does good, we need to know that when we are trying to align ourselves with Hashem's will, so we are also gaining a merit for our children. Right? Pasuk says, Hashem does kindness to 1,000 generations, lo yisim me'av, to those who do out of love. Hashem yimitzvayisiv le'alev dor. Well, it's thousands. The first one is thousands. If we do it out of love, if we serve Hashem out of love, right? It's a higher level than the Yura that we're talking about here, talking about fear. Love is on a higher level. It affects thousands of generations. But those who keep his mitzvahs, which is a denoting the aspect of Yira, so it's 1,000. Listen, me'yira, to those who do it out of fear. Hai b'disamech lei, v'hai b'disamech lei. Right? Each one according to that which is next to him. He brings our pasuk b'makom achash, v'schus ha'tzadik mo'il is our acharav, that the merit of the parent helps for the kids. As our pasuk says, those who fear Hashem, they are guaranteed, and it helps their children as well. Brings here from the Gra two more small pieces, and then we'll be finished. Yiras Hashem, klamer machmas hayiras Hashem yagia shakodesh baruch yavtichenu la'aseis le'toiv. As a result of a person's fear of heaven, Hashem promises him good is going to be done for him. Kshakodesh baruch yavtichenu hu miftach ois v'chazik. When Hashem makes a guarantee, he's an absolutely powerful guarantor. And even to his own children, Hashem did not make that promise directly. They will also be protected. Hashem, Lord of hosts, will protect them as well. And finally brings here from the Maral. What does it mean that a person is fears Hashem? It means that a person recognizes that Hashem is the root. Hashem is the cause, and I'm the effect. The only way that I have any existence is because of the one giving me existence. That's why Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei Perek Yud, Pasuk Chav Zayin, that the fear of Hashem adds years to a person's life. But the evil one, a wicked person, is disconnected, so he doesn't have life. He's disconnected from his source. So he has short days. What this means to say is that a person who has the fear of heaven, because he recognizes that he's absolutely dependent, he's just an outcropping of Hashem. So that person deserves to get existence from Hashem, who's the source of his existence. That's why the fear of Hashem gives a person days. And Shlomo also says our pasuk. Because it was a magid. Again, our pasuk accentuates this point that a person, by fearing heaven, recognizing that it's Hashem who is his source of livelihood, source of all the things that he has, so that guarantees that Hashem will help him. He will be that powerful one upon whom he can rely. It's not only something that helps him, but it helps his children after him as well. And so because he recognizes who is the source of his kiyum. So then Hashem, who's the source, gives him existence. Not only to him, but to all those. It's like midah keneged midah. It's when you recognize who your antecedent is, so then those who come from you, in a certain sense, they're connected into you because they come from you. You recognize who you come from. Because the root, the trunk of the tree gives power to the tree. And that's how the branches also get their existence from the root itself. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next time.